to the tea and happy Thursday. As Anna just said, Thirsty Thursday for all of our little tea sippers out there.
I didn't even think about that when I said it.
Yeah.
But that makes so much sense.
Coming from someone that I feel like did not even participate in Thirsty Thursdays.
I've never participated in Thirsty Thursday, but now I do.
Yeah, it's like kind of
your whole shtick.
It's like a whole bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was clever. Taking it back. Do they still do Thirsty Thursdays?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure everywhere, any place ever.
Yeah.
I think it's a thing.
We just like outgrew that. Very dry January of us.
Okay, speaking of dry January, Jess.
Am I Jake or Jess?
Both.
But hey, before you say that, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And that's so rude because that was like a group. That's supposed to stay in the group chat, okay?
This is the group chat.
But, okay, you know, last night you texted me something. We're not going to talk about it, but like you texted me something. Mm-hmm. And my brain automatically associated that was Caleb texting me. Like you texted me, but like, and so then this morning, Caleb came to the bedside and he was like, hey, I got to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
And so he like told me what you had texted me. I was like, you texted me that last night.
Yeah, but it was me.
And he was like, you didn't text, or he said, I didn't text you that last night. I just found out just now.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it must have been Anna. So where did I put y'all in the same pocket in my brain?
No. I mean, I do that sometimes too. Like, I think somebody told me something and it was somebody else.
Yeah. But either I told you or I told Caleb or I told both of you.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Anyways, continue on this.
Anyway, Jess broke dry January already. Well, today's the 23rd, but she broke it last week. Friday, okay. Right?
Yes.
Last Friday. Tell us more about that.
I will.
Okay.
I'll tell you more about that.
Tell us more about that.
This is what happened.
Okay.
I was feeling so confident in my abilities to parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So confident. And I was like, you know what? Anna was just saying the other day how we got crap everywhere in these kids' rooms and that I need to get some of those bins like she's got. And
so
I said,
hide it.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to get a couple of them bins at Target that Anna was talking about. Mm-hmm. That's all I was going in there for. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking around, like literally went straight to the storage.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just could not have anticipated like what that Target run was going to do to my spirit. I just could not have foreseen it. And so those things, the boxes are very heavy.
They're so heavy. For like what reason?
They're so heavy. And then I had Noah in the cart, of course. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like letting a chimpanzee out into the wild.
Yeah.
But I had to take her out because I needed the whole cart.
So you let a chimpanzee out into the wild.
Yeah, and then she found a ball that some other kid had left behind. And so she started kicking the ball around. So now we're playing soccer in the storage section of Target. Mm-hmm. And everybody just walking by me like pretending like they don't see what's happening. Like,
yeah,
just pretending like
you don't exist.
Yeah.
Which could potentially go back to the conversation that people have about being in a simulation. Maybe they weren't pretending you didn't exist. Maybe they just were just like, they were AI.
I hope they were because that was so rude.
So rude. I know, like, it's happened to me before.
I feel like,
you see me, I see you. Like, are you going to hit me?
If I see another mom out in the wild.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are having trouble. Like, my heart wants to help them because I know what it feels like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, I did that Target run and then Caleb got bit by a dog, which is Anna's dog. And why that has anything to do with my dry January journey, I don't know.
It was stressful.
I think it was just because like Caleb was in like, I need a margarita. And I just felt like we needed to do that together. Like it was one of those moments where I was like, you know what? I think we both need a margarita. And we did.
You know what? I'm happy for you. But the lack of willpower, you know?
Well, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
I didn't have willpower that day at the end of the day. I was very tired and hungry. parched. I was parched.
You were thirsty.
I was so thirsty.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I already told you, it was like just in my book, like for me, it just nothing was going my way. It ended with a really terrible end of the day. And the fact that I did, you know, just think this would be like a good night to just kind of wind down. I didn't.
Good job.
And so I feel like that should not maybe get me back even, but just give me some points back, okay, on the board. Because yesterday it kind of felt like I was at the foul line, you know, and like I had those two free shots.
Okay.
And I don't know where I'm going with this.
That's a good analogy.
But basically, I didn't take the shots.
Okay. Okay.
So,
are you, would you say that you're just done with dry January, or are you like recommitted to it for the next 8 days?
That's a really good question. And thank you so much for asking. I booked a babysitter like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. For when?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Where are you going to go?
I don't know, because I was supposed to be planning a date night. I told Caleb this one was going to be on me. I was going to plan this one. And wouldn't you know?
You haven't?
I haven't. Any ideas?
Kawasaki?
I haven't.
Okay, me and Jake went there.
So I kind of...
And it was fun.
Okay, so somewhere that Caleb learned to go for his birthday that was not open was Social House.
I've never been there.
In Hickory. And the only thing I've been there for is a proposal. I shot a proposal there.
What do they have? Is it food?
I think it's food and drinks.
Well,
it's really cool inside. Like, it's very, like, neat. And, like, there's different rooms and they have, like, different vibes. Yeah.
So it's like Morgan Wallen's bar.
I don't know. I've never been to his bar.
But isn't that the concept of the bar, that every floor is, like, a different...
Oh, right. But it's just one level, just different... areas.
Yes.
Okay. So he wanted to go there for his birthday.
I just had to sprinkle some Morgan Wallen in there.
Okay. And that fell through. And so, but I'm going to tell you what I really wanted to do.
Okay.
And there's just, I can't find a place around here.
Okay.
I really wanted to take Caleb to a honky tonk.
I know some places.
And when you Google honky tonks near me.
Well, I don't think that's what you Google.
What do you?
I don't think people are out here calling it a honky tonk.
Some people are. There is.
Is this like a country bar? Is that what you're looking for?
No, like I want it to be like country dancing.
Okay.
Like that type of dancing
They have that like line dancing knots at like.
Well, I saw
that
one.
That place in Charlotte. That,
yes.
Okay.
It's on. Already looked it up. It's like in the middle of the week. Who's going line dancing in the middle of the week in Charlotte? Not me.
If you want to go. And what about that place? I've personally never been, but. Oh, isn't there like maybe a place in Love Valley that you can do that? There's like a bar in Love Valley. That probably does that.
That's what I wanted to do, but now I feel like I've dropped the ball.
Or even Shooters. Have you ever heard of Shooters Lounge?
That does come up in the Google search when you Google.
Okay.
Honky Tonk Near Me.
Also, never been there. But I think that feels like a place that would do that. Or there's a place called Johnny and June's.
Okay.
I think they do that.
Okay.
I have actually been there once.
Johnny and June's.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have been there twice.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
She didn't even go to Thirsty Thursday, but she did go to Johnny and June's.
I went to Johnny and June's.
Okay.
I can't recall why. I think I saw Tracy Lawrence there.
Okay.
Yeah. With Jake. Many, many, many
Like, of course, Coyote Joe's and stuff like that comes up. But I was like...
That's what I meant to say, Coyote Joe's.
No.
That's not what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say Coyote Joe's. Where's Coyote Joe's?
That's in Charlotte.
Maybe that is what I meant. What about, like, Whiskey River? They probably do that, too. No.
I'm sure that's going to be the...
Is Whiskey River... It's not even open anymore.
It's Whiskey River's over party.
We don't know.
Back in the day, it wasn't like that, though. It was the club.
They shut down the whole epicenter. So, I guess...
Oh, all the clubs.
They shut down... I don't even think the epicenter exists anymore.
Really? Goes to show how much we go into the city.
I don't think the Epicenter is a thing anymore.
Well, I was like, well, maybe we should just like go somewhere fun, like in Charlotte, like somewhere different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But now, okay. Do you know how like you have these hopes and dreams at the beginning of the week? And then when the closure to the end of the week gets here, you're like, the week has beat you up. And you're like, okay, you've crushed my dreams. And now I think I just want to stay local.
Let me tell you what me and Jake did the other day.
Okay.
Sunday night, teens watched Kinley.
Okay.
Briefly.
Yeah.
I mean, she did spend the night, but it was brevity. It was very short.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm looking this up.
I think they came to pick Kinley up at like 6 p.m.
Okay. Yeah.
Picked her up. Mm-hmm. So Jake was like, all right, let's go get something to eat. We went to Wendy's.
Okay. I love Wendy's.
Had a chili. Went inside.
Did you know that you can buy Wendy's chili at Sam's Club?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can buy a family size chili at Wendy's? Because we do that.
Yes, I did know that you could do that. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Back to the story. We went to Wendy's, went inside, had a chili.
Yes.
Went home, watched a movie, and like went to bed. And it was like probably the best alone time, which tells you how much alone time we have.
Yeah.
But it was probably the best alone time we've had in like a year. It wasn't like, oh, let's, the pressure of like, let's go.
Yes.
Find this really good restaurant. Kind of like what you're talking about. Like, oh my gosh, like we have this amount of time. Like I have a babysitter.
Right.
The pressure of like
the time crunch. Do. Yes.
It's like people who have kids know that like,
I'm paying this babysitter.
Or even if you're not paying the babysitter. It's just not often that you have childcare.
But I think when there is a financial commitment connected to it, too, it's like, okay.
I'm paying for this. It's got to be good.
Well, I'm paying for this. And then it's like, wait, do I drive a whole hour? Because then that's like
cutting into the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm like, maybe if we went somewhere closer, then it's less time in the car. Yeah, and then you get to spend more time wherever you're at.
I have found in situations like that when it's like a lot of stress on it, we end up arguing like the whole time.
Yeah. So I'm trying for it not to be stressful. Yeah. That's why I was like, just let me do this.
Yeah.
And then look.
And then you're stressed. I don't know.
It's okay. If anybody.
I would stay more local.
Yeah. I think so too. I think I'm going to do the social house thing.
Okay.
I think we should do that.
Do you have like a reservation?
I don't think so. I'm going to look it up. But I don't think you do.
Okay.
I'm gonna, not right now. Okay. I did just look up Whiskey River, and the only thing that comes up is a bar in the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the whole Epicenter shut down.
Wow.
Like a while ago.
Speaking of the airport, have you bought plane tickets recently?
No.
Okay, I was just looking at plane tickets the other day.
To where?
To an undisclosed location. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But, it was going to cost $2,200 for my whole family just to fly.
Wow.
That's not including getting there and staying somewhere and feeding us.
I haven't flown in a while, and I don't have any like plans to right now.
Yeah.
Like if we go into Florida in a couple of weeks, I'm just like, well, I guess I'm going to like
road trip.
Pop an Adderall and see what happens. That's what I did last time.
Don't do that again.
I'm not going to do it again. I don't have any Adderall. But,
please don't do that again.
I'm not going to do that again.
Okay.
I don't have any Adderall.
I know, but whoever gave that to you, I don't think you had any then.
I think it's Jason Stanley.
I think somebody else gave it to you.
No, he did. And
got you home.
I did get home. That was wild, and I'll never forget it. And that is a drug. Like, if you take Adderall, like, I mean, obviously, if you need it, then you're fine.
Yeah.
But I have never felt like that in my whole life. Which, of course, this is coming from somebody who, like, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs. But I did take some Adderall that one time, and it was crazy.
You were cracked out.
I was so cracked out. It's crack.
Yeah. How long does it take to, like, come down from that stuff?
It took me, like, 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't sleep. Like, we got home. Okay. briefly tell the story, we had been racing like all week. Well, Jake had been racing all week in Florida. We had to drive home, so we had to get Bentley the next day from school. So it was like 12 hours away. So we had to drive all night. And somebody was like, here, take this half of an Adderall. So I took the half of the Adderall because I was driving. But like in a couple hours, I was like, I don't feel anything. So I was like, let me just go ahead and take the other half.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so cracked out. We got home at like 6 or 7 a.m. And I couldn't sleep until like the following day. And then I didn't eat for like 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And I wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
Which is the worst. No, there was no sleeping happening.
I couldn't imagine. Like, part of me is like, I want to see what that feels like. Like,
honestly,
I want to try that.
No.
And then the other side of me is like, oh.
No.
Yeah.
So that's my story about Adderall. But no, I will be driving places.
Okay.
One thing about me.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I will be too.
Yeah.
That's not in the 2025 vision board budget.
I don't.
But I did look it up just to see out of curiosity.
Yeah. I don't really have any big plans of like going anywhere far.
No, I was like.
In the near future.
I was looking about like visiting family. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think you're going to have to come to me.
Yeah. I mean, which I guess Jake's going to be going on a plane probably in the next week or so, but. I don't know. I don't like to plane tickets or anything.
Yeah.
It'll be what it'll be.
Yeah. Not to expose us, but we did record an episode already this week, and you're not going to hear that one, but it was very patriotic.
Just sang the national anthem. The whole national anthem.
I literally sang the national anthem to open up the episode.
Which was shocking.
And that just kind of goes to show, like, where I was at on Tuesday versus where I'm at today. You know?
Yeah. A lot can change.
But I told Anna, I was like, maybe, like, was this the Lord's way of being like, you girls should probably sit down.
Yeah. It was very, very political.
It was so political. And maybe, like, yes, I think it's fine for us to, like, talk about politics.
Well, it was,
I guess.
We said the other day, it's not necessarily politics. It was like world news.
Right.
It was like world news tonight.
Right.
Because
it was like pop culture.
Yeah. We were discussing the inauguration and all that stuff. So it wasn't necessarily even political.
Yeah.
It was just the news.
Yeah. Since then, so Anna had told me on the podcast about, she's like, did you see the thing about Billy Ray Cyrus? Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So then we started watching videos. I didn't look at the camera, but I'm like, I can't turn. We started watching videos about the Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, of it all. That was wild.
Prayers are going up.
Billy Ray Cyrus is not participating in Dry January.
Definitely not. And also, like, I didn't think about this until later, but like he was wearing a beanie and a cowboy hat.
That was wild.
Like
when he took the cowboy hat off and there was a beanie underneath.
It's like, pick one.
Maybe his cowboy hat was like too big.
So okay.
Like, I'll put this beanie underneath.
It'll
fit better.
Maybe.
I also forgot maybe he sang Old Town Road.
Maybe he forgot that he put the beanie on.
And then put the cowboy hat over top of it.
Because I think he was kind of like forgetting. I think that maybe what would have been a good idea was just to like not let him go up at all. Because somebody could have had to have seen him before he went up on stage.
Yeah.
Just feel like it was a bad look for
America.
America.
Yeah. Like everything was going so good. And then it was like,
it couldn't have been going better. And, like, while the rest of America was getting prayed up, Billy Ray Cyrus was getting drunk.
Did you see that when they had that prayer service, that lady kind of went rogue? Did you hear about that? You haven't heard about this?
I did see something about this.
That's crazy.
Talking to Trump.
Yeah.
About.
We're supposed to be praying, I think.
But in her prayer, she started.
Talking about. She went rogue.
Yeah.
We'll have to get into it, but.
No, I don't think we should.
No, no, no.
I did see somebody post about it and like what she said or whatever. And I have notes, but I just feel like the Lord's going to cut our sounds.
If we talk about it too much.
If we talk about it. And like I did sound check for 30 minutes today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did a sound check with Ivy's voice, my voice, and your voice.
I keep yawning. I don't know what is going on.
Do you need some coffee?
Well, I did have two sips of Red Bull, but that's really all I've had today.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Do you know how much Red Bull, like a flat of Red Bull costs at Sam's?
I do.
I was too stunned to speak.
It's expensive.
I mean, that right there is a commitment to a habit.
Yeah. Yeah, I just bought some from Walmart yesterday.
I was like...
Not a whole flat, but just a 4-pack, but I, you know.
Yeah, it was like $56 or $7.
Wow. I mean, a 4-pack is... I don't know how much, a lot. So I only bought the 4-pack.
Yeah, you're like, 4 will do.
Yeah.
What was all the notes? Because we didn't cover anything really from the notes on Tuesday.
What's a viral bridal makeup?
That is a girl that got her makeup done, didn't like it, made a whole TikTok video of her washing her makeup off and redoing it.
Okay.
And then that video went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody started chiming in because she posted it like 6 months after her wedding.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, why would you even do that? Like, why would you even? And so she redid her makeup and honestly, it looked exactly the same.
Okay.
Like, it didn't really look any different. There wasn't anything, like, crazy different about it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so then the makeup artist didn't even have TikTok, but she entered the scene.
The chat.
Yeah. And I watched her video because I'd already seen the makeup video. I was like, that's rude.
Yeah.
Why would somebody do that?
Yeah.
And, like, in the TikTok video, she's like, I can't wait to make a TikTok about this.
And this was, like, her wedding day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, but the makeup artist was, like, she was, like, I think what hurts me the most is that I really, really liked this client because she was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, it hurt me so bad that, like, she would do that. Like, I just didn't see that in her character to be like that. And she... single-handedly tried to ruin this lady's career over making her makeup look exactly the same. She washed it off, did it herself, and it didn't really look any different.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what that's about. There's not much to the story. You would really, for you to really be able to like put in some input on it, you kind of have to have like a little bit of
okay
knowledge of that.
Test that they give people for a DUI.
Okay, I put that on the notes because sometimes in my algorithm...
Are we talking about it? Like, do you want to talk about it? Is this just talking
sure,
about
we
it?
Can talk about it.
Okay.
And I can even leave that other part in just now of me explaining what the bridal makeup is.
Okay.
But... Okay, sometimes in my algorithm, mostly on Facebook...
Okay.
I'll get videos of... people getting arrested for drunk driving.
That is so weird. That is very niche.
I don't know why.
But that's like, so funny.
They give really hard tests to drunk people. Yes. And like, if I were sober, I would fail the test.
No, no. Let me tell you how.
Who made up the test for drunk people?
Not a drunk person.
Like, you have to make the test something that you could pass if you were sober.
Right. I can't jump on 1 foot sober.
No, not even that. They were like, okay, I want you to count backwards starting at 53. Like, it's going to take a second for my brain to be like, okay, 53, 52, 51. And they're like, okay, now starting at the letter Y, say your ABCs backwards.
I can't say my ABCs backwards at all.
No. why is that the test? The test, like, of course she's going to fail. She was drunk. Like, she was super drunk. She crashed her car. She'd been driving. Like, duh. But, like, why?
Here's the thing.
I also cannot walk a straight line.
Here's the thing. I have always been told I've never driven drunk.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
I had to think about it a minute, and then I decided, not drunk per se. Okay, yeah.
I mean, unwell.
Not fully sober.
Not fully sober, but like, time had passed.
Yeah.
I think I was more sick than drunk.
You were more hungover.
But that would be a lie to say I'd never driven drunk. This was a while ago. But anyway, neither here nor there. Everybody makes mistakes. Okay. But I've always been told that don't take any of their tests and let them take you to the station and let them bring a doctor there to take your blood.
Well, I think too, though.
Because then by that time, you're probably sobered up.
Dependent on how drunk you are.
Right.
You may not have like the
mental capacity
to say, hey, I'm not taking your test. Like,
yeah.
If you are under the influence, you just all of a sudden are just going to start being like, okay, G, A,
I don't know,
7329.
Okay. I saw a video maybe yesterday that was like, here, I don't know why this was on my algorithm, but it was like, here is a simple test that you can try to see if you are dyslexic.
Did you take it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I was just like, I'm not dyslexic. I can't even say dyslexic. I'm not dyslexic.
Okay.
But it was like,
did the test make you think that you were?
Well, I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even do what they were asking me to do. So I was like, does that mean I'm dyslexic or does that mean I'm not dyslexic? But it was like, say this word and now say this word backwards.
What's the word?
It was like an easy word. It was like maps. And then it was like, okay, now say it backwards. And I was like,
bam.
So long.
Bam.
I had to think so long about what it was.
Yeah.
And I think that, anyway, I was so embarrassed of myself over that. I was like, next, I can't do this. Because I can't visualize letters.
Like, okay.
I know how to spell, but if Jake's like, how do you spell whatever?
Yeah.
I need to be writing it or typing it to know how to spell it. Like,
okay.
And he's like, wait. And I'm like, no, I know how to spell it, but I can't visualize letters in my head.
You're not like mom just spelling everything out.
No, I'm not. No. I'm like a visual person. Like, I need to see it.
Yeah.
To be able to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm recently trying to teach Jake about voice to text.
Okay.
I'm teaching him about that.
Okay.
Because that's mostly how I text.
Uh-huh.
It's just so easy, so convenient. And if I don't know how to spell something, I just do voice to text.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, he's always asking me how to spell stuff. And I'm like, literally just press this button and say it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm teaching him about that.
Okay. That's good.
I think it's a good skill to have. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I might be dyslexic and I might not be. I don't know. I didn't
finish the test.
I didn't like stick around to see like what that means, that I am unable to do that.
It's okay. You don't need a Facebook.
I'm not dyslexic.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm not. So, okay. All of this to say that I think people in general are not as intelligent as maybe they used to be. Or we're more lenient on like technology and we're more, whatever it may be, insert whatever.
Uh-huh.
Google, typing, writing, whatever it is, like we're heavily reliant on that type of things.
So like imagine printing out 50 pages of paper in a map to get you somewhere.
Okay. The very first job we did last year, we printed out all the maps. And it was like 200 pages.
I'm just like
carrying around this huge thing. After that, we did purchase an iPad.
That's good.
Yeah. So yeah.
No, I remember like when we were younger and they printed out all the maps to get us places.
So screwed.
I would never make it anywhere. No, I would never make it anywhere.
One thing about me, I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
I've never been like at least once a week. If I'm like out somewhere, I'll literally say to Jake, like, I've never been here in my life.
Yeah.
I've never been down the street in my lifetime. I'm just not doing that.
No.
I'm not out here doing that. And Jake's just like, oh, yeah, this is. And he does, in fact, a lot of times know where he's at. That's Jake's in this line.
Yeah.
Know where I'm at. And he does a lot of times know where he's at.
Uh-huh.
But, which is kind of crazy. Like a weird talent he has.
Yeah.
But if there weren't four GPSs, I honestly would never be able to leave my house.
No. Like my phone died yesterday afternoon after I had the worst day ever. And it was the cherry on top. Like,
yeah,
me not being able to do anything.
Yeah.
Just made it worse. And I should look inward on that. But like, it just, we're so tied to these, like so many things, like our bank accounts, like maps, so many things that are like integral to like our everyday.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I need you. You need me. Like,
yeah. I would not survive if we had to do MapQuest. I worked in Charlotte and I know it was at least 6 months I was GPSing to how to get there.
For sure.
I didn't know how to get there. I didn't know how to get home. I worked there.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
I have no idea where we are.
Take me home.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, no, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
What a crazy time. But okay. What I was going with that is I think they should adapt the sobriety test to
how
dumb people are.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I'm saying the ABCs backwards.
No.
And I don't care if you think I'm stupid.
On my smartest day.
On my most clear, I've eaten, I've slept, all that.
Yeah.
On that day, fully caffeinated, I don't know.
No.
The ABCs backwards. And also, like, you nobody ever told me that.
No.
This is a trick question.
They right.
They want you to fail.
Exactly. Justice for drunk drivers. Like, I know, that's all I mean. Not justice. Not justice for drunk drivers. Justice for sobriety test takers.
Justice for people who are not drunk that have to take the sobriety test.
Yes. That's what I mean.
Not justice for drunk drivers.
Not me over here just canceling myself.
My God.
I didn't mean that like that. Guys. Another crazy thing that comes with my algorithm that I think that we should, like, I feel like this will be something you'd be good at. So
this is weird.
Okay. I get videos of radio shows.
Okay.
And it's always the same thing. It's like a certain radio show and they do this thing in the mornings where people are trying to find out if their spouses are cheating on them.
Yeah. Like, where are the roses?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And they do the thing and they're like, hey, this is
me and dad used to listen to that every morning on the way to school.
Okay. Yeah. So I get videos of that all the time. Yeah. And I have to watch till the end. Like, every single time, like, I need to know what's going to happen.
Who are you going to send these to?
Yeah. And so, if you don't know, basically, like, what happens is the radio people call the
alleged cheater.
Yeah. And say, like, hey, we're this flower company, and we want to give you, like, a dozen long stem roses. And it's completely for free. You just need to, like, let me know who you want me to send these to. And, like, you're going to leave them a message. And usually, like, if there's a suspicion of a certain person, not usually, but sometimes they'll say not their wife's or girlfriend's name.
Yeah. And meanwhile, they have the wife or girlfriend on the three-way. She's, like, on the other line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I get so into that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting. Like, no, what's going to really be so fun?
Yeah. I mean, it would be fun if...
Like, what? But also, I'm like, how have they been doing the same shtick for this long? Like,
because it's entertaining. Because one thing about a cheater is a cheater's going to cheat.
No, I know. But what I was going to say is, like, how does the cheater not know? Like, how do they not know the bit?
Well, I guess they're just uncultured.
Like, what are the odds that the person's calling into the radio show, they obviously listen?
Yeah.
Okay, like the partner or spouse or whatever. And then the other one doesn't know?
I don't know. Did it ever occur to you maybe it's not real?
Never.
Okay. Okay. We'll just...
Not one time.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, no, this is real. This is real life.
Okay.
Especially like when you find out that they are cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the best part.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where the roses
things that, but that's only in my Facebook algorithm.
That's so crazy.
Weird stuff.
I actually did used to listen to that, like actually on the radio.
Mm-hmm. I used to listen to the Roz guys. I don't know what they did.
I don't know.
I don't remember, but I used to listen to them.
I don't even remember who did War of the Roses, but John Boy and Billy? Was that on John Boy and Billy?
Here's a question.
Okay.
Are morning radio shows dying?
No.
Because, like, I know that they probably take their audio and make it into a podcast. Because I know the Rise Guys does that. They make their show every day to where you can just listen to it whenever you want.
Isn't, like, Tinks a radio show?
I don't know. I don't listen to her.
Because people you can call in and whatever, and then she does it, puts out as a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. I listen to Positive Encouraging Caleb every morning on the way to school.
Yeah, I don't listen to any radio shows.
Well, are you driving around in the mornings?
Even if I were, I probably wouldn't.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I enjoy to listen to the radio.
Yeah, part of the problem is that my radio is MIA. So that's the other part.
Huh?
So something got spilt.
Oh.
And none of the buttons work now.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. So you should have said that first.
Well, even if it wasn't that, I probably wouldn't.
Okay. I listen to K-Love, or if I'm feeling froggy, I'll listen to 96.9. 103.7.
Yeah. The other day, somebody asked me what I listen to in the car. Like, what kind of music do I listen to when I'm driving or whatever? And I was like, none. I don't listen to any.
I used to not listen to music. And, like, Bentley thinks that is so weird. Like, he used to be like that. Like, seriously, turn on some music.
Yeah.
And, which, Dad always taught me growing up that if you have more than two people in the car, it's rude to play music.
Really? Well, they kind of always drove around with not... I mean, they did sometimes have music playing. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like I remember it being more quiet.
Yeah. Dad always told me that if you have more than two people in the car, it's rude to have on music because it's then like you can't have conversation.
Gotcha.
So I spent a lot of time not playing music, but then Bentley insists that that's weird. So I have started playing, and this wasn't recently, like I have been playing more music for a while now, but I try to have a little something on background.
Yeah.
A little Positive Encouraging K-Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find myself just listening to podcasts.
I do sometimes.
And I don't know like how to stop doing that.
I mean, you don't have to. You do whatever makes you happy.
No, I know. It does. But I don't know why I would choose that over music.
Well, maybe it's just like more entertaining to you.
It's more like calming to my spirit. Like, I think I feel like more, there's too much going on when there's music playing or something. Which is crazy coming from a girl that used to listen to music so loud.
Yeah.
In my vehicle.
That's crazy.
Like, what happened?
I'm not interested in anything being loud.
Like, what happened?
Just grow up. I think it's, I think a lot changes, apparently, when you're entering 30, because I was just having this conversation.
Okay.
Because I used to never be a person that was like, hated the cold. Okay. And now I'm out here like, I can't do this.
Okay.
It never, like, not that it didn't bother me, but it was just kind of like life just keeps laughing, you know?
Uh-huh.
But this, something about this.
Like your bones are hurting?
Not even that. I just hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate it. It's disrespectful. It's honestly rude. It's just too cold.
Yeah.
To function in life.
Yeah. You can't even make it to a cool mom's club meeting in this cold weather.
No. No. The kids are wacko. They can't go outside. Like, anyway. So I think there is just something about.
Well, and I think too, like, my kids want to go outside. And I'm like, then I would also have to go outside. Like, Noah asked to go outside. And I'm like,
nobody at my house is asking to go outside.
No, we're not going outside.
No.
Like, it's cold and mommy's not going. We're not playing outside right now.
Nobody at my house is asking to go outside.
Yeah.
Like, we're not interested. Anyway, I think there's something to that. Just getting older. Like the
just sounds, getting older. Sounds.
Temperature. I think you just really require a level of comfort.
Yes.
You know?
And also, I think, like, you start to be more comfortable with what your comfort is and making people uncomfortable, if that makes sense. Like,
right.
Like, I think that you'll spend a lot of your 20s pleasing everyone.
Yes.
And then you get to 30 and you're like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I can't, and I don't want to do that.
No.
And I'm not going to do that.
No.
You know?
No. No. Yeah.
And you stop. No. I mean, there are some things that I do that are definitely like people pleasing things, tendencies. But for the most part, yeah, I'm kind of like, no, I don't want to go do that. I don't want to go there.
Yes, I really am in a season of like stripping back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that. Or if that's like, I am somebody that, even if it's like inconvenient or if I don't want to do it, like I'll do it because like I feel like I have to do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So I am even like,
I don't have as much like FOMO.
I have no FOMO.
Like, I used to be like, oh, I'm not, it's going to make me feel bad. Like, if I'm not a part of that.
Yeah.
Or if I don't go do that. And now I'm like, no, you go ahead. Like, I'm so happy for you that you did that for you. But for me, I'm okay.
The only like FOMO I'm having is just people who are in a warm place. Because that's all I want right now is to just be somewhere that, like, I can feel the sun, like, burning my skin. You know, like, and you close your eyes and, like, the sun is shining. It's so bright that you can, like, still see the sun shining, like, with your eyes closed.
Uh-huh.
And the sun is just, like, scorching your cheeks.
Yeah.
And then you open your eyes and you're like, man, I need to put some sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Like, I probably need to reapply some sunscreen.
Yeah.
That's all I want right now. That's the only FOMO I'm having.
It'll be here before we know it. We just got to get through these next few months.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me say this. The month of January has been a few months.
It's been so long. From somebody that's doing dry January, I didn't know that the month of January was this long.
It's so long. Me and Jake were having this discussion. He was like, Annabeth, we were just in Tennessee for a year. No. That was like 4 years ago.
That was literally 4 months ago.
No. I don't even remember that. That was so far away.
Yeah. That was actually last New Year's.
My brain can't even comprehend those moments anymore.
Yeah.
So much time has passed. And it's like this January.
So much has happened.
Worst month. I hate January. Like, it is just.
I'll tell you what. I feel like graceful. I really hit the ground running. And I'm already worn out.
Listen, I hit every day.
You know what I'm saying?
The ground running. And I am worn out. And I feel like if we can just get to the end, and we do have one more whole week.
Yeah.
What day is the first?
I just think it's really funny that I was like, you know what? I think I might do like dry the next 3 months. And I think it has already been 3 months.
In
conclusion,
January has been, it's already been through, this is the fourth week of January. January has 5 weeks. This go round. And it might have every go round, but it really feels like 10 weeks. But the first isn't until next Saturday. We got a whole nother over a week of this still. But then it's like, and I feel like February goes by pretty slow too. But it is shorter-ish. Yeah. But then it's like, by the time May hits, then it's Christmas.
No, I know. Well, and then, like, for me, we have two birthdays in March.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, that goes by so fast because I'm,
yeah, you know, bleeping time.
Yeah. And then we hit the ground running.
I'm for the rest of the year. I want to hit the ground running. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I have really taken this winter as, like, as our therapist says, that she really believes that we're meant to hibernate.
Okay.
And like, because your body wants to eat more and it wants to rest more like this time of year. And I'm really taking that into my soul.
Yeah.
So I haven't started my workout journey yet because I'm hibernating.
I think now is not the time to start.
No, I don't think, like, and honestly,
that would really be setting us up for quitting.
Honestly, it doesn't make any sense that in January we're like, New Year, new me.
Yeah.
Everything outside is dead.
Yeah.
Like, everything is sleeping.
Right.
The world is asleep.
Yeah.
The earth. It's frozen. It's cold. We want to eat more carbs. I mean, even the leaves aren't out.
Yeah.
The grass ain't out. It's hibernating. So what makes us believe that we have to be like, go, 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 go. This is the time of year to go, go.
Yeah.
No, no.
I think
I'm embracing that this year.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
I think that, like, I've been, when I say I was hitting the ground running, I think that, like, I was feeling, coming off of Christmas, I was, like, feeling inspired.
Yes.
In a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And really, like, just going with that energy and, like, not letting it sit. Because, like, I'm afraid, you know, if you, like, kind of get an idea or get this creative jolt, mm-hmm. and then you just kind of sit on it, then you never do anything with it.
Yes.
And so I've been trying to be more aware of, like, doing that. But that does take so much more of yourself.
Yeah.
To, like, keep, you know,
yeah,
pushing through. And then, like, as a photographer, obviously it's a really slow time of year. But just trying to, like, get in my head of, like, planning ahead and mm-hmm. being better at that.
Yeah.
And I just feel worn out already.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I was just telling, like, a girl that just started out in photography the other day. I was like, she was discouraged because it's so slow right now. I was like, no, it's good. Like, this is the time, like, to really rest in that it's slow right now. And you can just, like, start, like, working on, like, a website or what's the word?
Marketing
photos of, what would that be called?
Promotion?
Like, portraits of you and, like,
yeah,
you know, logos and, like, yeah, whatever. And so I was telling her that, but I really should be telling myself that.
Okay.
We just got really distracted by social media. Yeah. What's in your algorithm? That's a fun game to play.
What's in your algorithm?
Yeah.
Like, videos or in general?
Like, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of like photos from the beach with the snow.
Yes.
Of, like, groups. Like, this is a group, or like, it's not even somebody I'm friends with. It's just like they've tagged, like, the Outer Banks. I don't know how I got on that algorithm.
Yeah.
I have a lot of, like, movie promotions.
Okay.
Like, trailer spotlights. Like, I don't even follow them, but it's like, I don't know.
Like, how did we get there?
I don't know how I got there. I have a lot of, like, very specific news. It's not even news, but it's like Iredell Firewire, Catawba County Firewire.
Uh-huh.
What is Firewire?
I have no idea.
I don't either, but they just post, like, the news.
Okay, this is just for the girls.
Okay.
So if there's any men listening, this is not for you. You can hang up.
Okay.
Have you ever got, like, okay, this is something on my 2025 vision board.
Okay, do you have a vision board?
It's up here.
Okay.
But I never, like, when it comes to the summer, like, I never do, like, treatments on, like, my bikini area.
Okay.
And I think I want to do that this year.
Okay.
To make it, like, less work.
Like a wax or like a...
So that's what I was going to say. Laser. What are we doing?
I think people are waxing.
Okay. And where do we go?
I would go to Bloom.
Is that who... Is that your eyebrow place?
My eyebrow place.
They do that too?
They do waxing, yeah.
Have you ever got...
I've never been waxed.
Waxed?
No, I talked about it last year and I never did it.
Okay, I got waxed one time and I said I would never do it again. Mm-hmm. Ever again.
Mm-hmm. I think waxing's come a long way though.
Yeah, I think it has too. But I think I'm mostly just concerned about just my bikini. Just like keeping the bikini. Just like... Cute. Where I don't have to razor it.
Yeah. I think you still do.
I mean, yeah, but like... It's, I think it would be far, I get really razor bumpy.
Yeah, I do too.
And I just hate that, like, even if nobody else is looking, to yeah. me, it just feels like, and like, the swimsuits are so small.
They're so small.
Do you know swimsuits are out of Target right now?
I saw them there the other day, but I didn't look at them.
No, I just walked by and I was like, that is not my bingo card right now. Like, mm-hmm. that's not on my mind. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying on a swimsuit, I need to be fully self-tanned.
Yeah.
Fully just, I need to be having the best day of my life.
Like, I am going to need to get some bathing suits because I really only have like two now.
Yeah. You're so, so skinny.
I'm so thin. Actually, I'm feeling so bloated. I'm feeling so bloated that like.
And you're so
this is the
skinny.
Shut up. This is like the only pair of pants that fits me right now. No, it's just the only pair. They're really like
stretchy.
And I am so bloated, which I am about to start my period.
But yeah.
I'm just feeling...
And then I will be following right behind you.
Yeah. So I am just feeling really bloated. And anyway, but I'm feeling like so ugly. You know.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
You just hate everything about you.
You... Like, Ozempic who? Like, you don't even do Ozempic. Like,
yeah.
You, I'm looking at the mirror like, why do you look like that? Like.
Yeah.
And then, but like last week when I had my boudoir photos, I was like, you are the most gorgeous. I've never loved myself more.
Yeah.
And then so how in just a couple of days time, am I like, you are the ugliest human.
Yeah.
And that's just what you're
that's just
say yeah. to you.
That's just being a female.
Yeah. Like,
gosh, it's so hard out here.
It is. I cannot wait to see my boudoir photos.
I can't wait to see them.
Literally, I'm so excited. I'm just like literally
they're gonna look
checking
so
my
good.
Email so intently.
They're going to look so good.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited to see them because then I can just constantly remind myself how hot I am. You know what she said to me, though? And like, I actually asked Jake about it. I'm going to ask you about it.
Okay.
Okay, she was like, I'm really not trying to, like, I'm not just saying this to, like, hype you up. And okay. I was like, Courtney.
Please okay. hype me up.
No, I mean, she was hyping me up, but she was like, I'm not just saying this to, like, hype you up.
Okay.
But she was like, has anybody ever told you, okay, I'm going to say this, and you're going to give, because it was so, I laughed out loud.
Okay.
Because it was so outrageous to me.
Yeah.
And then I asked Jake about it, and he was like, no, I see it.
And somebody that you look like. Okay. Somebody I have to Google, like, I think.
You know this. I mean, you'll. Okay, you ready? I'm going to say it and you're going to laugh.
Okay.
Because I did. I almost feel stupid saying it because it's so crazy.
Okay.
She was like, has anybody. And okay, keep in mind, I was like full hair and makeup.
Fully done. Tanned, fresh tan.
Shimmer body oil. You know.
Lingerie. Okay.
Lingerie. She's like, has anybody ever told you that you look
cowgirl
like
hat?
Cowgirl hat. No, literally.
Okay.
Hailey Bieber. I know.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking.
Okay. Okay.
But she was so adamant about it. And I was like, you're crazy as hell.
Okay.
Like, I can a little bit. I asked Jake. He was like, I a little bit see it. Like, a little bit. Like, it's not like I'm not going to be in a lookalike competition.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously skinny me. Fat me could never.
Oh, my gosh, stop. I mean, I can see it.
A little bit.
A little bit.
You have to go with a tan.
With the tan, with like the makeup.
It had to be just right.
Yeah, with the face.
With the face, the lashes. Like, the moment had to be, the moment had to be just right. Like, in the right lining, it was dark.
Yeah.
The lights were off.
The lights were off.
The lights were off. A little.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Okay. A little bit. It was a kind of a crazy thing to say. It was kind of a crazy thing.
Yeah. But okay.
But okay.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it. But anyway, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Like, I felt so good. And then I can't even look at myself in the mirror this week. I'm like, you are a whale.
You know.
That's just, no, I know I'm not.
I know. It's just what, it's what it's your.
It's what my brain is telling me.
Your inner being is saying to you.
Yeah, it's like, why are you allowed to live in this face? Like wearing this face around, you know?
Yeah.
So that's that.
And then do you feel like once you start your period that you come back to your senses, or do you think you have to get fully over your period?
Sometimes, like day one, I feel better.
Yeah. Like the moment that I start bleeding, I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like, okay. And I don't know if it's because that you feel better or just
back.
Like, okay, this is why I'm so crazy.
Yeah.
Duh. Which I feel like more and more I'm starting to recognize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes it takes me to like the next week.
Yeah. I don't really keep track of mine, but I should.
I don't keep track of
mine. But I'm a few days behind you.
Yeah.
And so I can kind of like tell.
I'm just going off vibes. I'm like, okay.
It's feeling like.
I was literally feeling so skinny last week. And this week I feel so not skinny.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I ate today, but I'm still just feeling.
Did you not eat?
No, I think I did. I think I did. I think I ate breakfast. But, you know, anyway, not enough to feel this thick.
Mm-mm.
That's for sure.
Mm-mm.
And then just, I don't have, like, I have, which this is something that I struggle with anyway, is, and just even more so when I'm like, PMSing is I have such a hard time like having sympathy for people. That is so hard for me.
Like all the time or
all the time?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But then extra more.
What do you think that is?
I don't know why that is. I do. It's because I feel like it like what you're telling me is not that bad.
Uh-huh.
Not you, but like insert whoever.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my gosh, I was struggling so hard yesterday and today with Jake.
But like not for that person, it is.
He's bad.
Yeah.
And just I just really struggle with sympathy.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. But then also at the same time, like a really empathetic person. But when it comes specifically to being sympathetic, like I feel like I'm empathetic.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like I really take on the emotions of others, but when it specifically comes to like sympathy.
Yeah.
About a situation. I really have a hard time. I really struggle.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
And you will keep doing that.
Yeah. Lights, camera, and smile.
Yeah.
When you want to die.
Yeah. For sure.
So that's that.
That's that.
That's that. But I am very excited to see my boudoir photos. And I do, like, literally, I was like, I was telling Jess, I'm so mad you can't post them on, like, on Facebook. Because I'm just going to stunt on these hoes.
Yeah. Like, they don't even know.
No. Like, y'all don't even know how good I can look. And it's almost shameful that only Jane knows.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, and Courtney.
And Courtney.
And you.
I'm definitely going to see them.
Yeah. And it's like, I am just such a star.
Yeah.
And I'm just keeping it to myself. And it almost feels wrong.
Yeah.
But this obviously not something. I like, Courtney showed me this one photo and I was literally like, I want to make that my profile picture. But I can't.
Nope.
I can't.
That would be awkward.
I mean, that would be, people would be like, why is he about naked on the internet?
Yeah.
But I wasn't naked. But anyways. So if you've never done boudoir photos, do it. Because you will just feel so good.
You could just be like, before you say anything, this is the exact same amount of material that it would be if I was wearing a swimsuit.
Y'all don't know this, but Shots just got fired.
I'm about to cut that out.
No, you can't cut that out. That is, you can't cut that out. That stays. I don't even know where to go from there.
But I'm just saying, people say no, that.
Do say that.
People do say that.
Do say that.
On the internet.
It's true.
It's not false.
It's not false, but... I don't care what you say. There is a difference between wearing a bikini. Honestly,
there is a difference in like standing beside somebody, like taking a photo in your swimsuit or something.
You can hear yourself taking a picture in your swimsuit.
A picture of me in a bikini or the profile picture.
Yeah.
I felt no way about it.
And no.
I was in fact wearing more clothes in my boudoir photos than in that photo.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's different because it's
meant to be sexual.
It's yes.
It's meant to be like.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, I was sore for 3 days after I did that.
I was gonna ask you, did you have to spread your butt cheeks and stuff?
No.
Did you spread your butt cheeks?
What were your poses? Were you arching your back a lot?
God.
Were you doing,
did you spread your butt cheeks?
Were you like arching around a lot? Elongating?
It was my legs. It was doing the, it was like putting, getting up on your tiptoes.
Oh.
What is this?
Calves? Yeah.
My calves? It was like I had done a full workout. And Courtney told me, she was like, you might be sore. And I was like, okay, Courtney.
No.
I was sore. And I'm not making this up, for at least 3 days. Maybe it could have been more than 3 days. But
wow.
I was so sore. Just like, yeah. It was more my legs that were sore.
You were like, doing it.
I was really... Like, I don't know what I was doing. It was crazy. I've never felt so uncute. But then when she like showed me the photo, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. You were pop locking and dropping.
She was. Yeah. I am going to
get
fixed. Perfect.
Okay.
I've got to. They can't just.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on a Christmas card. Like, everybody got to know. And it was so good because I'll never be that skinny again. And so it was good that, like,
you know, stop saying that.
You can't Ozempic forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't be on Ozempic forever.
I know that.
So it's good.
Okay.
I'll always know. It's kind of like on Schitt's Creek when she was like, take photos now. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's like, take photos of your titties.
Or whatever she said.
Yes.
And she's right for saying that. Because
right for saying
I
that.
Did not do that enough before.
I didn't do it enough
before I had kids.
Okay.
I didn't know that I needed to do that.
What's that?
Pre-children.
It's so crazy because it's like... My body is my body, right?
Yeah.
I've always lived within this body.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Yeah.
But this body is not the same body.
That you've had your whole life?
That I've once had.
Okay.
Like, when I see photos, because one thing about me is I wasn't an MLM.
Yes.
And I did do like a lot of like side by side photos.
Yes.
So unfortunately for me, those photos are still on my phone.
Yeah, they're in the MIMS.
And I am looking at these photos and I do not know that person.
Okay.
I'm going to show you right now.
You know what gets me? Those Facebook memes.
You probably need to go soon. I know I do, but I got to show you this.
Okay.
Do y'all ever, I'm telling you, I look at these photos and I've never met that person in my life. Like, it is shocking to me on a visceral level.
Okay.
I've got to show you an example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I hate how photos is set up now. Where you can't find.
I know. It's.
What is this? Selfies.
Dude, I was in MLM too. And 6 years ago, I posted that I was looking to add two new teammates to my. Oh,
God.
To my ever growing team.
Ever growing. Ooh.
I've reached out to a few of you this month. And by a few, I mean a few.
Okay. I don't know what to say. I don't think I'm going to have enough time to.
13 years ago, I posted this on Facebook, okay?
13 years ago, okay.
13 years ago, I posted.
Okay.
Twerking out. Twerking
out.
Twerking out with a T.
Oh, okay.
14 years ago, everything was perfect.
Everything was perfect.
14 years ago.
14 years ago. Okay.
I have one like. It was from Caleb Bradley Braun.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Honestly, Jessica, the fact that this lives on my phone,
Okay.
You better delete this off my phone.
Okay. You need to start an album of If I Die, and then that album will just
embarrassed.
That album will just get deleted.
That's what I looked like.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Even in the after. Ew. That's not an after. That's a during. That's not even. I don't know what that is.
Your belly button looks different.
Wait. Yeah. Because
why does your belly button look so small in the second photo?
My belly button looks way smaller. That's. I don't even know when that was from.
2022.
Okay.
March 2nd.
That was pre like Ozempic.
Okay.
But then even. This was February of last year.
Okay. Wow.
And I still don't look like that either.
No, you look good.
I've lost 20 pounds since then.
Was this Ozempic?
This is Ozempic.
This photo is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starting, you had been on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a while.
Anyway, all this to say.
As if you're thinking about starting Ozempic, start Ozempic. Anna, you look sad. Like, why do you look so mad?
Do you see what I look like? No wonder I was mad. Look at my head. Everything about that girl, I need you to look at me. And this girl are not the same girl. Or tell me they're not. Tell me.
I'm so confused.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
That reminds me though, on the episode that no one's gonna hear, we had brought up about Katie Smith.
Yes.
Katie.
How is Katie?
No, I was telling Caleb, I said, if you look at her for whenever she very first was with Morgan, she doesn't look like the same person. And you know what Caleb said?
What?
I'm sure people say that about you all the time.
This was me the other day.
And I was like, okay.
Jessica. Tell me those girls are different girls. They are.
That was at the...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Queenie. Okay,
Haley.
Gosh.
Okay, Hells.
What else to say is, if you're thinking about starting Ozempic, you should.
Here.
Your life will change.
That looks so good. What a hottie. So hot. Anyways, did you hear what I just said?
KT Smith.
Doesn't look anything like she did.
Okay, how so?
I'm going to look it up real fast.
Okay, because I got to go.
You, G-G.
We really got off on a tangent.
You got to get behind Cool Moms Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abby, get out of the
Give us a minute. We're almost done. We're really almost done.
Okay. What you need, baby? Okay, here. Here. Give me a sec. Okay.
This is her when they like were together.
Is that Morgan Wallen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
She reminds me of somebody.
Okay.
I'll say offline.
Do you have a good picture of that in your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, this is a very, like, if you're not watching the...
That is not the same person.
It's not.
Anyways, and then Caleb said, I'm sure people said that about you. And I was like,
is this who she married?
I was like, what are you trying to say?
No, but really, I think, like...
I was like, is that a good or a bad thing? Like... But then at the time, I was like, actually, yes, please say that about me.
Yeah.
Please.
I just cannot believe. I think it's so crazy. And I think this also is true for you, too. And I think it's true for a lot of people, not all people. But for a lot of people, and specifically, especially for you and I.
Abby, baby.
Abby. Abby. You need to slide out of the camera. Thank you.
Oh, you have. Thank you. No, we don't have it yet.
Oh.
She wants it.
Ah, we have it.
Yeah, she wants it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so anyway, this. Like, truly, truly, I will go into my 30s looking so much better than I did in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Looking so much better than I did. What I would say was my peak, which was probably when I was like 17, I think was like, but pre-Ozempic, I was like, I peaked when I was 17. Eye roll. Okay.
Yeah.
No. I have peaked now.
Yes. I wouldn't even call it peaking. You're entering in.
I'm on the up. And it is honestly astonishing to me because, you know, in your mind, you're like, oh, 20s, like, yep, this is going to look the best.
Yeah.
This is when, like,
yes,
all the things.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
30s is a new 20.
If we could just get, I'm not going to say that.
Okay, don't say it.
But all to say is, If you're in your 20s and you're entering your 30s,
it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so good for you. And also, if you're in your 20s, go ahead and start therapy.
Yes.
Go ahead and start therapy now.
Yes.
I don't care if you're 21 or if you're 28. Go ahead and start today. Also, if you're in your 30s, like, I think it's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
I'm not even there yet, but I just can feel it.
Yeah. No, it feels good.
I can feel it.
You're going to love it here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I can't wait for you to come over into this, to the 30.
Yeah. I feel like I've been there, though.
You have.
I feel like
everybody else thinks that you have, too.
Okay. News to no one that I've been 30 since I was, like, 15. Yeah. I've got to go.
Okay, G2G. This was so fun. Can't wait to talk to you guys later. Go subscribe on Patreon.
Love ya.
Bye.